Good morning. How are you? 9:21 a.m. Yeah, 9:21 a.m. on Monday, October the 28th, right? Pretty sure. 2024. It's Monday, anyway. I'm pretty sure of that. Yeah, I missed the last couple of days. Good intentions, all that didn't happen. And I blame myself. Yeah, it's... I had the final say and I said no. In spite of the fact that, yeah, I really wanted to, just not enough to actually make it happen. And what is these? Okay, that was an airplane, but... A flock of gulls flying like they were geese. Six gulls all flying together. I haven't seen a flock like that in a while. Did I mention the other morning I saw a bald eagle right here in the neighborhood? Very, very shocking, very surprising. I've got my hearing aids in, and every time I turn my head, because my hood is up, every time I turn my head, I hear my ears scraping against the inside of my hood. Some blue sky up there. I got up at 6 instead of 4 or 5. And then sort of lost my way along the path. Finally got my breakfast around 8-ish. Must have been around 7-ish. Because it took me over an hour. Because wandering in. I got reading and the next thing I knew, it's like a... I took so long that even my wife had gotten up by the time I finished my breakfast, and that's exceptionally rare. She's kind of a night owl. She goes to bed late. She gets up late. Late compared to me. Late compared to working hours. So it's nice. We each have a little bit of time where we don't have to deal with anybody else. She gets hers in the evening. I get mine in the morning. All works out. Cold fingers. So anyway, yeah, wandering in. Had a lot of recommendations lately about books I could read, books I might like. And yeah, there's a lot of books that I might like. I was saying my to be read list, my sample pile was getting short, but I've spent so much time on wandering in that it's grown again. And a lot of the recommendations that people make are, and not books that I can read. The recommendations are definitely appreciated. I really do like it when people recommend books to me. But there's a whole class of books that I will not read. I won't take them out of the library. I just won't read them. And those are traditionally published books. I know I've talked about this in the past, but perhaps it's time I talk about it again. Because it's on its surface, it sounds like I'm being pointlessly dogmatic. I'm punishing authors who traditionally publish, and I understand that argument. Don't agree with it, but I understand it. So, from my chair, assume I have $10 to spend on reading this week. I can't buy a traditionally published book, ebook, this week with only $10. Most of them. Particularly the bigs. Some of the, you know, some of the small presses, some of the indie presses. Yeah, I could maybe buy one. And that will help that author. My $10 spend will help one author earn $2. One author a week at best. That's assuming I can buy their ebook for less than $10. Good morning. Lady with a backpack. Looks like she packed a lunch. She plans to spend the day. She's dressed warm. She's got fuzzy gloves on. I love them. I want those fuzzy gloves. No, not really. But a pair of lightweight gloves would go a long way. Anyway, I digress. On the other hand, for the same $10, I can buy two or three self-published books. And I can help two or three authors for the same amount of money I spend. I can give each of those authors a couple of bucks. Yeah, if they charge me $3.99, I have to go over budget. But on average, I only read 2.9 books a week. So yeah, once in a while I have to wait a week before I buy my third book. Wait a day before I buy my third book. So I'd much rather help authors than help publishers. Because the publisher makes money. Some of the money that's going to the publisher is being taken away from the author. The higher price is reducing the number of books that get sold. Not in every case. Once in a while. I suspect that if I charged $9.99 for The Wizard's Butler, I would probably sell as many, if not more. That's not... that's not who I am. That's not the author I want to be. That's not the writer I want to be. It's not the publisher I want to be. I want to help other self-published authors. because it's a really, really, really difficult decision to make in the beginning. It's really hard to stay with, God knows. And I want more people to understand how it works so that they can play along at home. And so many authors don't get it. They don't understand what it is that they're doing. I didn't. In the beginning, I didn't. I certainly didn't. And it's hard. It's a hard lesson. It's a hard thing to learn. It's not. It runs counter to everything you know. It's really hard to fly in the face of established dogma. I need my water bottle. Just one moment here, because, yeah. Oh, there. It's hard to fly in the face of established dogma. It really is. And for some, there's probably good reason. But the reason I will only read self-published books is because, for the most part, they're the only books I could buy. The only books I'm willing to put money on. Because I want to support other authors. I want to support readers too, but I want readers to understand that there is more than Tor. That there is more than Orbit when it comes to science fiction. There's more than Macmillan. Come on up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk Post. More than Hachette. And that buying Becky Chambers is wonderful. But buying Becky Chambers means you're not going to buy David Walsh or Krista Ball or Deanna Chase. Well, okay, probably not going to buy Deanna Chase anyway if you're buying Becky Chambers. Different genres, different niches. But the point is the same. For limited time, limited money, limited availability, and limited visibility, it's very difficult for a self-published author to find an audience, which is why I'm constantly harping on, here is a self-published book you're going to like, and thank you for your recommendation, but I only read self-published books. I had this discussion with John Ward not too long ago. John Ward was a guy that I met in back in the Google Plus days, back when Google Plus was a thing. And I think even Reader was still a thing in those days, back in the before times. Before Google realized that RSS feeds were sort of antithetical to advertising. Which made for an awkward business plan. But I had a discussion. It wasn't too long ago. I still run into John. He sent me a message yesterday, actually. I didn't find it till this morning, but I digress, as I am wont to do regularly. Anyway, he recommended a book to me, and I went and looked it up, and found the name of the publisher. It was a small press. But if you look my books up, and if they happen to show Durandus, you might think I was published by a small press until you look up Durandus and it goes to me. I should put a page on a website for Durandus.com. I own the URL. I mean, I own that address. I just don't have anything on it. I could fix that. I have the technology. But, it was a small press. And I looked up the small press on DuckDuckGo. And it sent me to a website for the small press, which didn't tell me too much about the small press, including what authors they published. It had a contact page, and that was about it. That was sort of the clue. They weren't listing books, they weren't listing authors, so it sort of looked like it might be self-published. So I went and did a domain name search on it and looked to see who the domain was registered to, and it was registered to the author, somebody whose author name was really similar to the one on the book. Good morning. Good morning. So I explained to him, this is my normal process. If I can't figure out who... If the publisher doesn't actually say they're the publisher, I mean, if the author doesn't say they're the publisher, then I have to go look. And even sometimes when they do say that, I go and look and find out that they've actually done something stupid. That's not fair. Misguided by signing up with some sort of scammy self-publishing promotion site that helps them with their editing and their covers and fill in the blank. And, oh, by the way, they upload the files for you, so you don't have to worry about distribution. You don't have to worry about putting your books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anything. They take care of that for you. They will take your book files and upload them for you, but they do it in their own name, not yours. And while they don't take much more, usually don't take more than 50% of the sales, they charge you more than your book is liable to earn, particularly if it's the first book, in fees for the privilege of having them do all the work for you. And I advise new authors who are frequently the victims of these scams, and they are scams, before you commit even $100, before you commit any money, look up the publisher on Amazon. In the search bar, put the publisher's name in Amazon and see what other books are out there. Look at their sales rank. Look at the covers. Look at the things that they publish. You get a pretty decent cover for $50. It's not going to be custom. It's going to be some sort of pre-made. But it's still a pretty good cover. Usually better than the one you can make yourself. Because usually people don't have the same kinds of skills necessary. They don't have the information architecture background. They don't have the industry background, the marketing background, to say what's a good cover, what's a bad cover. Although, if you look at covers, a lot of them are really, really? This is your cover? This is your choice? Yeah. A travel trailer for sale. How much do they want for it? 1993, they don't say. 1993. 2013. Just a phone number. It's a nice looking beast. I don't have anything that could tow it. And I'm done buying cars for a while. Might be fun to rent a car and take it off to one of the lots and park it at one of the lots so I have an office to go to. Except I wouldn't go. That's the thing I've learned over the years. It's like I don't even go into the next room. I have a perfectly good office in my house. I just have to go into the next room, and I don't do that. I sit in my one chair, my one screwed up, beat down chair. It needs to be replaced. But I digress. Anyway, look at the sales ranks. If they're above 2 million, that publisher isn't doing anything for you. They're not handling any marketing for you. They're not doing anything for you. Why give them $3,000? Why give them $100? They're standing between you and revenue. For a self-published author, that makes zero sense. Zero. Which is exactly what they'll get out of it. Zero. Worse, it'll be negative. They won't get back what they put in. And every artist, no matter what medium you're working in, every artist is a startup business. Whether you need it or not, or intend it or not, or want to or not. Art requires financing. And as a startup, you have to fund it yourself, one way or another. I'm blessed with all of you guys who are helping me fund my art by making it possible for me to continue to do it and not have to worry about things like food, rent. You still have to worry about insurance, but, you know. Some things are like that. Anyway. Oh, look, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. If any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.